with the Christmas service. So that skit that the youth and I put together, we wanted to contextualize and sort of update the story about the three wise men, or as Nikhil likes to call them, the three wise guys, or Kevin. And it was sort of a skit showing, we chose the characters of like a mayor or some other public head figure, a professor, and a business CEO, just to kind of, again, contextualize it for those of us who are here. This Christmas, we really wanted to share a message about giving. As you know, our church, Home of Christ 6, has been participating in the Advent conspiracy the last couple of years. And, you know, that is all about spending less on material presents and, you know, giving more to other people in the form of, like, spending time together or even, like, giving to people far away who need support or just need more than we do. So if you guys will turn to Matthew 2, this is kind of the second half of our story from our skit. How'd you guys turn there? But it's the story of the visit of the Magi. And I'll just read it. So after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he had asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophets has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After that, they heard the king, and they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over a place where their child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is a pretty famous story. I think most of you guys know it. And, I was thinking about, well, what's a good example of giving in the Bible? And, you know, these guys are here giving Jesus gifts. And so I thought maybe we could do a message, a quick little message about them. There are just kind of three quick observations I want to point out about the scripture, especially about the Magi, the three wise guys, wise men. The first one is that they stuck to the scriptures. You know, they acknowledged the word of God, and therefore they were able to acknowledge who Jesus was. And this would guide them in their actions, in their discernment, and just listening of what's going on. The second observation is that they gave gifts that adored Jesus and for who he was. It's often said that they gave different incense, gold, and myrrh, which is like anointing oil for a king. The gold is just something symbolic of something of value. And, you know, I think these gifts, as kind of, like, it was funny because when we were putting the skit together, Tony asked the question, like, well, why would you give that gift to Jesus, you know? And what is he going to do with it? What is the little baby going to do with perfume? But, you know, it's symbolic because all these gifts aren't just gifts that, like, you could pick up at Safeway for $5, you know, when someone last minute shows up to your party. But these are like, you know, gifts that take a lifetime to kind of save up for, or take a good amount of time to save up for. They're expensive, and And this kind of leads to our next observation, or my next observation about the Magi, is that they gave not only out of love, but kind of at a cost to themselves. It wasn't like they had extra gold or extra perfume or something sitting around, and they're like, oh, I should bring a gift. They grabbed it and, you know, took it and left. But, you know, these gifts were like something of value in their culture. But more than that, and something we try to portray in the play, in the little skit that we performed, was that these gifts, or that giving, sometimes comes at a cost to ourselves. The Magi, in order to give these gifts, had to travel from the east. They had to travel far, and they even, we imagined, had to say goodbye to their families, if they had families at the time, for a little bit. They had to give up potentially getting their work done or other responsibilities done. But, you know, they gave this up not just for no reason. They gave it to be in the presence of Jesus, to experience Jesus, and to meet him. And so, taking those observations, I think what that means for us as a body and as individuals, about when it comes to giving, is, you know, like, each of you guys are going to be at a different place in your life and able to give different things. But, you know, we go back to, like, why we're even alive in the first place. Why do we celebrate Christmas? And we celebrate Christmas because we're celebrating the birth of Jesus and, you know, just the grace that he has given us for our lives. And we go back to the Word. You know, the Word has the message that Jesus came and preached. And then, you know, we love and we give, and not just out of, like, what is left over to us, what is easily given or available, but, you know, I think there's a challenge to follow Jesus and give at a cost. For us as a body, that could be our time or our possessions. But, you know, whatever it is that we give up, we remember that God is our Lord and that everything he has given us is to be for his glory. And so, you know, I really respect and I'm proud to be affiliated with Home of Christ 6, especially when we take part in something like the Advent Conspiracy, because it's something where we are challenging ourselves to give more than we've given before. It's something where we're challenging ourselves to break away from the mold of, like, everyday life, and to, you know, think about others who might need something more than we need it. And, you know, as even though Christmas ended yesterday, or Christmas was yesterday, and, you know, the holiday is over, I think from this experience, whatever you guys participated in, whatever you guys are participating in, there's something you can take away, is this attitude of giving. This attitude of, you know, reaching deep into our pockets and deeper than we've ever had before. And spending less on gifts for ourselves and more for each other. And giving to those who are in need. So, that was fast. As kind of a encouragement before I go, I want to just leave you with another verse that sticks with me a lot, especially in my experiences in Merced, just because of it, the poverty-stricken areas. It's Matthew 25, verse 40. It just goes, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did for me. And it continues on in 45 that whatever you did not do for the least of me, you did not do for me. And this is Jesus speaking. And so just remember that, like, even though it might seem at a cost right now to give, that, you know, ultimately you are giving it to Jesus. And that is, you know, where we have faith and believe that Jesus is going to make something good come out of it. So that's it. I'm going to close this just give a little prayer for all of us. And then, yeah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, thank you, God, so much just for your grace, for everything that is the story of Christmas, for your Son, sending your Son to become flesh and to die for all of our sins. And God, we thank you for the ways that you have lived out what you taught in coming down as a human and suffering for others, God. And Father, just in this season of giving, that as it is slowly drawing to an end, God, I just pray that our attitude of giving, our attitude of sacrificing, and our attitude of serving others doesn't end with the season. But God, that in this, in having that attitude of giving, that we would experience what it's like to be like you. God, that we would learn to love everyone that you care about, especially the people far away who are in need. So God, would you just continue to work in our lives, continue to bless us with all that you have given us, but also to challenge us to love on the world and to give as we can, God. Thank you, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.